This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't mean to insult you guys, but some of you were absolutely useless. I asked you what to do about my new Apple XR voicemail. It doesn't even light up when I get voicemail. I told you guys, I admitted to you that I was completely incompetent when it came to my phone or electronics. And again, I really plead, if anybody knows how I get my Apple XR to give me a little light so I know there's a voicemail so I don't have to just keep calling it blindly, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Look, I give you guys advice. I give you guys advice, and you guys just once can't give me a little help. Yes, okay, I'm stupid. Is that what you want to hear? I don't know how to work my iPhone. I purchased a phone that I can't do simple jobs on, simple tasks on. I'm stupid. Is that what you guys want to hear? Great. Now, please, help me out. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I think we're all, it's the end of the year. Are we all getting a little testy? I'm getting testy. I mean, I love Christmas time, but boy, is it stressful right now. Gosh, there's so much going on. You're looking at the end of the year. You're looking at all the spending you have to do. I am so sick of the news. I don't think I can watch the news anymore. Border wall, government shutdown. Probably every two or three days in the news, I hear somebody overdosing and dying. So I'm going to start focusing on my little happy place, which is going away. All right, going on vacation. We're going to be going on a cruise to, I think we're going to be leaving Cape Canaveral and going down to, like, Bahamas. It's kind of like the Western Caribbean. They had really inexpensive cruises this summer. Best thing to do for Christmas time because you get out of the cold, even though I kind of like cold and I'd like to see some snow, but you get out of the cold, you get to, you know, feed the kids, you know, as much as they want, all they can eat. So you end up saving money. I spend more money on what they eat if we were home, not on vacation, than what I do on a cruise. I mean, that's how much you eat, okay? And it gets you out of Dodge. So here I am, getting into my zone, going, I'm going to love the cruise. Yes, I am going to be in a bathing suit. Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, did I tell you guys what my bathing suit has been? Okay. No, it's not sexy at all. No, my bathing suit wear, my style is now very practical. You're not going to like it at all. I am sorry. This is going to be like the biggest turnoff. If I wore a bikini, that would be a turnoff. You guys have all seen me. I've changed the way I do bathing suits. And I love it now. And maybe it's because I'm getting older. But the biggest problem I have as a woman is wearing a one-piece and having to go to the bathroom. Especially if you're in a foreign country, and a lot of foreign countries' bathrooms don't have doors. So if you're in a one-piece, you need to take everything off, right, to be able to go to the bathroom. No, I don't pee in the pool. I don't. And I don't really want to pee in the ocean, too, because I just don't want to, you know, attract sharks and animals and stuff like that, right, and give them any hormones. I don't need to do that. But so I don't like doing that. So what I started to do was wear a shirt, my water shirt, especially since I have, like, these little pre-melanoma things that seem to... My computer went on. How do I shut off the volume? There we go. So So I wear a shirt, so if I did have to go to the bathroom and take off the bathing suit, I could then put a shirt back on. Well, then I started to get thunder thighs as I aged. And not as much cellulite as I would have expected, but when your butt gets bigger, the thighs do too. Now, mind you, I exercise. I exercise about an hour, hour and a half a day. And it doesn't matter how much muscle. My thighs are kind of big. So I found these workout water shorts. I don't know if I was at Target or whatever. And they actually look kind of cute. So now I'm noticing I'm wearing my bathing suit. I'm wearing shorts, right? I'm wearing this cute top. And I'm like, wait a second, that's still a lot of clothes to take off when I have to pee. So now you want to know what my bathing suit is? My bathing suit is basically my shorts and the top. And I don't even wear a bathing suit anymore. And now I can just go to the bathroom when I have to go to the bathroom. Now, my husband and I are going to be celebrating our 22nd anniversary. And I know you guys are like, man, poor he. You know, he really, you know, deserves somebody a little sexier. No, he doesn't. There is nothing in the Bible, in the Constitution, that says your wife has to stay sexy. No. Because remember, you know, the whole purpose of sex is to procreate. It's not just that fun. And if I don't think him turning 50 needs to procreate, then he doesn't need to be attracted to anybody. I mean, he may be, who knows? So that's my bathing suit. Now, here's news, unfortunately. These cruises are not without their tragedy. There was a man with autism who went overboard, a 22-year-old named Luke Renner. And I guess he was traveling in a group of nine with Wishes for Me Foundation on a five-night carnival fantasy cruise from Mobile, Alabama. Unfortunately, his travel companions reported him missing. So the authorities searched the 2,600-passenger ship, and they say he climbed over a deck rail and jumped off the ship. Family thinks he might have mistakenly believed he was going swimming. Unfortunately, he's now presumed dead. They do not blame the group that organized the sailing, but he loved the Wishes for Me special needs community where he lived, right? And he loved cruises, and they're devastated, but we were thankful he was there with people he loved and trusted when he died. So then there was a 26-year-old, Thomas McElhaney. He went overboard on the Carnival Victory. That was a month ago, was never found. And then a 69-year-old woman from Holland went overboard. Coast Guard had to find her. And then on November 22nd, a 27-year-old crew member on Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas disappeared. So, unfortunately, the disappearances went undiscovered for several hours. So, wow. I really hope this whole cruise thing isn't as dangerous as they're saying. Man. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon of choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jason from Wichita writes, saying, just reset your settings in your phone. Oh, yeah, for my voicemail. Yeah, the only problem with this, I don't want it to mess up the other apps. I heard about that. I could just reset. Okay, I'll think about it. But thank you. Thank you. You see how people be. You see. Thank you, Jason. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say Americans don't look like they're getting any taller as we progress, but we are getting heavier. There's a new report that was released today showing that U.S. adults are not getting any taller. And the average U.S. adult is overweight and just a few pounds from obese. So now the average American is fat. That's what we're being told. Especially if you're white or Hispanic, they say. They actually say that the average height for men fell a little bit over the last decade. For women, not much change. Now, according to Fox News, they say one factor may be the shift in the country's population. There's a growing number of Mexican Americans, and they say that group tends to be a little shorter, said one of the report's authors. That's according to Cynthia Ogden of the CDC. And they say the findings came from a 2015-2016 health survey that measures height and weight. More than 5,000 adults took part. Now, CDC records date back to the early 1960s. And so they say the average man was a little over 5 feet 8 inches tall, and the average man weighed 166 pounds. The average man in the 60s weighed 166. Now, I remember a few years ago, that was the average weight for women. Well, you'll see what happened. They say since the 1960s, men are now 1 inch taller, but 30 pounds heavier. So the average man is like almost 200 pounds. Today's average height is 5'9" for a man. But it's about a tenth of an inch shorter than about a decade ago. Now, what about women? Well, the average woman in the 1960s was 5'3" and 140 pounds. I'm 5'6", but I'm starting to shrink a little bit because, you know, you shrink with age. Not so much because osteoporosis and starting to have that kyphosis where you lean forward. But because, again, you have to stand up straight when you get measured. But your discs between your back start to lose some of their juice. And so your vertebrae start to crush a little bit more together. And so you lose disc height. And when you lose disc height, you lose real height. So I've noticed I'm starting to clock in at 5 feet, 5.5 inches. I know, which then makes me work harder on my weight. So they say, for women, average woman back then during Mad Men was 5'3", 140 pounds. Now women are 1/2 inch taller and 30 pounds heavier. The average height is about the same, about 5'4". They say in the last decade, the average weight of men rose about 2 pounds to 198. For women, it rose 6 pounds to nearly 171. Now, when you hear the term average, doesn't mean what you're supposed to be. That means they took a sample size, and the average weight of these 5,000 people ended up coming to these numbers. That doesn't mean it's normal. You know, we always mix the two. You know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, is this good for, you know, a journal? Is this good for whatever? Yeah, it's average. Meaning, okay, good, I hit the mark. No. We've been telling you for years that how we're hitting the mark is wrong. A woman weighing 171 pounds is too gosh darn much. They say men have 40-inch waistlines on average. Women waistlines are a little under 39 inches. Women's waistlines are almost equal to men. A woman, you see, when I grew up, I learned you were supposed to be a 36, 22, maybe 28 or 30, something like that. You're supposed to have an hourglass figure, and you were supposed to shoot for a 22 to 25 inch waist. The average woman's waistline is almost 40 inches. They say the average height of black men and white men have been holding about steady, a little under 5'10". They say Mexican American and Asian American men are roughly 3 inches shorter than whites and blacks on average. They say there's a similar height gap in women. They say in 2016, about 18% of the nation's population was Hispanic, up from 13% in 2000, according to the U.S. Census figures. Mexican Americans account for nearly 2/3 of the Hispanic population. So, I look at some of the men around, okay? And I'm not admiring men. I just look. You know, I'll go to Costco or I'll go to Walmart, and I'm like, man, that guy's tall. Man, that guy's tall. And so I think, okay, no, we're getting taller. But maybe it's because I'm not really looking at the men who are my height or just an inch or two higher. I don't really look at men. I'm married. I'm happily married. Okay? If there's a Michael Fassbender movie, then I'll drool. But I don't, you know. But when somebody's tall, it stands out. So you think in your memory, all right, you know, a lot of us are growing taller. Now, where my, you know, proof comes from and my evidence comes from is I went to the Titanic exhibition here in Las Vegas, and they had a pair of pants. And the pair of pants looked like a pair of pants that would fit one of my kids when he was in middle school, right? So pre-puberty. And they said this was a pair of pants from a man's suitcase. A man. And I'm like, so men in the 19-teens were under 5 feet? I don't think so. It might have been a short man. But you just didn't really, it doesn't, when you think back to the olden days, you think of shorter men. You don't think of big, tall, strapping, but they had them. Abraham Lincoln, you had tall people. So what could be going on here? Where, well, women being 170 pounds, men being almost 200, both of us having almost the same waistline, that's a problem. And I think it's a lot of the hormones in our food. I think it's a lot of the chemicals we use around us. I think it's a lot of our plastics. And fat is a sign of stress. Not only when we get stressed do we get fat sometimes. Some of us lose weight. Yeah, I wish when I was stressed I would lose weight. Usually I gain. But when you, let's say, drink a lot of alcohol and you injure your, and you start to injure your liver, what is one of the first signs of liver disease? Fat. Fat accumulates around the liver. Same thing with other body organs. You know, I'm not sure what they've done in terms of studies, but if you take somebody that has high cortisol levels, which is associated with high stress, and you CT them, or you examine them maybe post-mortem on their fat distribution, you would probably see a lot of fat surrounding the organs. Now, also if somebody eats like crap, that could do it too. But when your body doesn't get what it needs and doesn't get to do what it needs to do, you get buildup. Like, how many of you get depressed and then you don't clean the house? How many of you are like, oh, you know what, just leave it, or I'm, you know, I had a bad day at work, I'm just going to throw my papers down and move on. That's kind of what the body does when it comes to fat, calcium deposits, etc. It's just not going to be as up on, all right, I'm going to be on it. So one way to lose weight, there was a study that came out yesterday or something, was saying, oh, your mindfulness could help you lose weight. Let me see if I could find that. And I've heard that before. Where, let me pull this up, where, you know, if you put your mind to it, mindfulness and weight loss, you know, you could lose weight. But I think the reason why is, it's the idea of, you know, starting to get a little bit of control. They say obese individuals who are struggling to achieve weight loss, right, could lose weight if they're taught mindfulness techniques. This is according to a study from Diabetes, Endocrinology, and Metabolism at the University Hospital, Coventry. So being in the zone, that's why Weight Watchers was so effective. Weight Watchers, I noticed in the 80s, was fantastic because they used this whole group setting. You could do Weight Watchers on your own online, but this idea of this group setting where we're like, you could do it, we're all in this together, oh, you lost a pound, hallelujah, yay, everybody getting little toys. I remember getting a little gardening toy. A little gardening tool, because I lost a pound or two. And so the idea of, you know, you're in the zone really does help. And, you know, being at peace. Now, if you're like, you know what, I like my curves, I'm good, that could be another problem. We don't want complacency. But lowering stress is going to be huge. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's signature on a spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown does not seem to be a sure thing. The House is to take action on the bill already passed by the Senate that would extend funding for one quarter of the federal government into February, but the president tweeted this morning that he was promised the wall by congressional leaders by the end of this year. The Harvey Weinstein sexual assault case will be going to trial after a judge this morning refuses to dismiss criminal charges against the disgraced movie mogul. Weinstein's lawyer saying the entire case was tainted by botched police work. But he says after the judge's decision,
we remain confident, despite the court's ruling today, that ultimately at a trial of this case, Mr. Weinstein will be completely exonerated.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, do you guys remember Stanley the Cat? Stanley the Cat is an 18-year-old cat from Baltimore, and he received a $19,000 kidney transplant about a year ago. The owner, Betsy Boyd, tells the Baltimore Sun that she had to put him to sleep. He became ill a few weeks ago, was diagnosed with peritonitis, which is an inflammation and infection of the abdomen. And I guess she spent 41% of her salary on his transplant. Boyd has overall invested $30,000 into Stanley. And then she was criticized after Stanley's transplant made headlines nationwide, but says her priority was making sure Stanley had the most comfortable life. She has five other cats, including Stanley's kidney donor, whom she adopted. So it doesn't sound like taxpayer money went to this. When my cat had kidney failure, oh, I would have given the cat my kidney. Okay, I know you guys that don't have pets don't understand, but when you have a dog or a cat, you'll share your meal, you'll share your blanket. I mean, you will do anything for that pet. You really love pets. Some people love their pets more than their kids. It's crazy. My cat had, years ago, there was this big recall of cat food. I think dog food also, because a bunch of animals were getting, were going into renal failure. And my cat was one of them. My cats have the dry food, and then they have the wet canned food, and they prefer the canned food. Shaky Boo likes to call them meat cutlets. Okay, you know, he wants his succulent meat cutlets, and, you know, because he wants meat, because he's a man. And his brother Bake, you know, would eat them too. Shake was fine, but not Bake. Bake goes into kidney failure. And some of these cats are more prone to kidney failure too. I notice a lot of these cats go into kidney failure. I'm not sure why. They're not diabetic. But the medicine, the IV fluids, I was giving him IV fluids. I was giving him Epogen. Now, Epogen is, I believe, what Lance Armstrong was accused of using to up his erythropoietin because the cat was becoming anemic. And we did everything we could, but then the cat just seemed to be in pain. The thing is we held off putting the cat down because the cat would purr and would be all excited when he saw us. But then he would sit in a corner of the house, so we went to the vet and we were like, look, and they go, look, this is progressive. You know, he's going to love you, and even in pain, he's going to want to show love to you, but he's in a lot of pain. So we had to put him to sleep. That was Shake. So we had Shake and Bake. So Bake left, and then Shake is ticked. Shake's like, you got to change my name. So we named him Shaky Boo. But I would have done anything for that cat. If I knew there was a way to do a transplant, the only thing is what I paid, $19,000? Probably not. And by the way, humans have a tough time making that judgment call. That's why veterinarians don't really give that option. A transplant market is out there. You could very easily use one of your animals to do a, you know, to donate an organ like she did, right? You find, you know, if you have, I mean, I got five cats. I'm sure one could be a donor, you know? And I know, and, but the problem is, no, you know, who wants to spend that money? And then nobody wants to face the decision of saying no. You know, I don't want to think that we killed our cat because we didn't want to spend the money. The transplant wasn't the option. And I think both his kidneys were going. So we were like, all right, you know, let's put him to sleep. He's in pain. But if somebody said it's one kidney, you know, if you did this for $15,000, you could save his life. And I'm like, but I don't have $15,000. I would feel guilty for life. So that's another reason why we're not letting go of insurance. I'm hearing your guys' gripes. I'm seeing it too. Health insurance, still. For my family, we are looking at what we would have looked at on the exchange that's closed now is $1,400 a month, $1,400 a month with a $7,000 deductible. That's ridiculous. It's just, when you have a family member and they need a transplant, and a transplant costs well over six figures, and they go to the family and go, okay, well, you know what, we could save your mom, but you guys are going to have to come up with $150,000. Some people will say, it's all right, let mom go. You know, she lived a full life. No. So we talk and we joke about how maybe we could really get health insurance, our health costs down if we got insurance out of the equation and you just go to your doctor and spend $25 to $50. You get like a 10-minute visit. Right? You know, you buy a generic prescription on your own, and now you don't have to pay for insurance, and the doctor doesn't have to spend money billing and going through all the hassle. The problem is not the majority of us don't get coughs and colds. The majority of us get something big, and we need that insurance to exist. Or we need the government to pay for us. And that's how we are enslaved to this system. Now, I am sick and tired of hearing, oh, well, other countries do it and they're fine. Well, I'm watching very closely with what happens in England. And I guess we're being told in the headlines today that the NHS, their national health system, is under crippling pressure heading into Christmas. Nearly all hospitals are, quote, dangerously busy. They say despite improved performance from first week winter, there is still massive stress on the NHS and the situation is expected to worsen. They say the Labor Party, Royal College of Nursing, and the Society for Acute Medicine all voiced concerns after seeing NHS statistics for last week. They say all but three English hospitals have more beds full than is safe. And 20,000 people waited in an ambulance for more than half an hour over the last 2 weeks. Now, what does that mean? They have more beds full than is safe. So a hospital can maybe house, you know, hundreds of people, but you need the staff. So I've been to a hospital where wards are completely empty, lights shut down. And, you know, when I worked in an ER, I was like, okay, well, you know, I see beds up there. You know, let's call in, you know, our nurses. Let's call. But if there was no staff to call in, you can't put a person in a bed. So some of you will see beds empty. That doesn't mean there's room. In order for a hospital to work, you have to also have medicine. You have to have enough IV fluids. Remember there was an IV shortage 1 year? Then there was a medicine shortage last year? So you need all components. And you have to be able to do full court press if you take on any new patient. So when I'm being told that they have more beds full than is safe, that means they don't have enough staff. They say 93.4% of hospital beds were full last year. The target to allow hospitals to operate safely is 85%. But just three hospitals managed to keep 15% of their inpatient beds free overnight for the entire week. And that's the other thing, too. You need to have open space so if something happens, you could put somebody in there. So that means they have to do some heavy-duty triaging or they need to boot anybody in the hospital that is well enough to go. Now, I've heard a lot of people complain here in the States that their mom or dad was discharged too early. And, in fact, our government will, penalize you if you discharge somebody and they come back within 30 days. So we have all this pressure here in America to make sure we don't boot you out of the hospital too soon to free up a bed. But if we don't have enough beds, that's a crisis. So what's the answer? Well, we need more beds, we need more hospitals, we need more staff, we need more doctors. We need more nurse practitioners, we need more PAs, we need more pharmacists. We need more occupational therapists. We need more physical therapists. We need more pharmacists. We need more respiratory techs. We need more custodians. We need all the levels of nursing. Acute care, critical care, RN, LPN. So be very careful trying to emulate some other countries. They say a total of 30 hospitals were diverted away from a hospital they were heading to last week. You can't sit there in the back of a hospital, an ambulance. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey folks, Carl Sanders here with a super important holiday message from KFC. No more gifts. Your family and friends just want you to buy them one of my KFC $5 fill-ups. They're packed full of Kentucky Fried Chicken, mashed potatoes, a biscuit, cookie, and a drink. It's the thought that counts, and the thought is that they're hungry. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Taxes, substitutions, extra.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ray writes, if you want to see a good show, see Narcos. Narcos Mexico is excellent this season. I think he's listening to an old podcast because I was complaining that Game of Thrones wasn't going to air until 2019. Yes, I've been seeing Narcos. I'm not completely caught up to date yet on it, but I do love the Narcos series. I love it. I also love The Fauda. I love Game of Thrones. Vikings. I think Vikings has been on. I need to make sure I have room on my DVR when I go out of town. Vikings is excellent. Yeah, great shows. Fantastic. You know, Narcos, I'm in the middle of this one season, and it's Narcos Mexico, and they're talking about the, you know, cartel evolution that happened in the late 80s and early 90s before El Chapo, And it's just, you know, it really puts to light a lot of the violence that's going on. You know, one of the headlines that we received this week, which is very, very tragic, is 200 teenagers who traveled with the migrant caravan to the U.S. border. They've been killed in Tijuana, authorities said yesterday. Mexican authorities said the bodies of the two boys, thought to be 16 or 17 years old, were discovered last weekend. They had stab wounds and had been strangled after an apparent robbery attempt. Cesar Palencia, director of migrant affairs for the Tijuana municipality, said in an interview that the boys had arrived with the caravan, but he did not know whether they had requested asylum from the U.S. government. They say the two Hondurans had left a shelter for migrant youths Saturday to visit a sports arena, and they used as a migrant shelter in another part of the city. Two men and a woman have been arrested and charged in the killings. Now, they say that the boys were believed to be the first victims of homicide from the caravan, but they say killings have gone up in Tijuana. Apparently, all unaccompanied children who travel in the group are intending to seek asylum in the U.S., and Pueblo Sin Fronteras is an organization that supports the caravan. Now, from what we understand, what's going on currently at the wall is a limited number of asylum seekers can enter the country. But, you know, we could only handle so many. And, but we are bringing people in. The only concern I have is we had a lot of PR issues when it came to kids being separated from their parents. So we have kids going, getting in, hopefully getting in to be safe. But then our parents coming saying that the kids were separated from the parents. I'm not really sure what ended up happening with that. It started to kind of float away in the media. But you have kids that I guess are coming without their parents trying to get in, and they will hopefully get, you know, first dibs. But then that complicates matters when people say that we're taking their kids. Do we have legal authority to take the kid? If a kid runs away to another country, do they have to be sent back to their guardian? The problem is when you're hearing these kids are getting killed, I mean, you want to help as many of them as possible. They say the immigrant rights activists say the cities are not secure places for migrants. They say for these vulnerable individuals who are made into Mexico should never be considered a safe and viable option. So you see how it now puts the pressure on us as America to let them in. But you have some people going, we need to discourage them coming to the border to begin with. And that's where it gets really tricky. They say the Trump administration is seeking to have Mexico agree to host the migrants, not just while they await their initial asylum interviews, but throughout the process. And that could take months or longer. But they said homicides, however, have reached a record level in Tijuana, topping 2,000 as drug cartels battle over control of the border crossing in the local Mexican drug market. And they say the number of asylum seekers from Central America reaching the southern U.S. border has soared. U.S. officials think they're fleeing poverty and not persecution. But countries such as Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala are extremely violent, we're being told by the Washington Post. So now we have, coming up in our end of the year drama, the border wall, government funding, and a possible government shutdown. Now, Trump originally threatened to let the government shut down if we didn't get, you know, to let the government shut down if we didn't get funding for the border wall. But now he's facing criticism as he kind of backed away. He's looking for a short-term deal, and of course, conservatives are like, well, you know, you're losing the House in a week or two. You're not going to have much control. We already know Pelosi and then Schumer in the Senate are going to give you a hard time. And so the one thing I'm starting to see, which I think a lot of you guys see, and I see this whether couples fight or I see this with employers or whatever, is when policy is made or decisions are made that affect you or I, it's not about our best interest or somebody's best interest. And we may be for the wall because we think it's going to help us with national security and, you know, start streamlining the process of people coming in, or you may be against the wall, thinking that it's too much of a block. Doesn't matter whether it's the wall or not. What we're going to start seeing government do, which is really depressing, and what I am not looking forward to by any means. I am so not looking forward to this. Is you are going to have Trump or the Democratic House make stands for their political interest. Okay? If Trump wants to get reelected, conservatives are saying, well, stand firm on the wall. You promise the wall, you stand firm on the wall. But if he also doesn't want to run into trouble, he may say, look, I can't get the government, let the government shut down. Same thing with the Democrats. The Democrats have to prove to their constituents that they did what they promised. It's all about a promise. It's all about getting reelected, or they may not get reelected. Meanwhile, you and I are like, okay, we got some big issues here. We got healthcare costs that are ridiculous. None of us can afford health insurance unless we have a job. We're having major, major issues with narcotics and not being able to get narcotics, while on the other end, people are overdosing. We're having drug companies hesitate on R&D. We have a possible looming recession. And we are going to be going into the next 2 years. The next 2 years of, well, you know what? The Democrats are going to, you know, make Democrats happy. And the Trump is going to either, you know, make the Republicans happy or try to make everybody happy. No, no, no. This isn't about making people happy. This isn't about a stand. Now, Trump is the type of guy where he doesn't want to look like a weenie. He promised a wall. He's going to get the wall done. Personally, I think it'll increase the safety of people trying to come to the country. I think it will help streamline. It'll help our border patrol. I believe it'll help with jobs. I think that's going to create a lot of jobs. You know, we're looking at a recession coming soon. So I think a wall is a good idea if done right, as long as it is with some new and smart immigration policies. But it's not about what's smart or common sense. It's about, can I look tough? Can I double down? And the reason why I bring this up is I see a lot of people fight. And I have to sometimes go, you know, when I would do counseling for marriages and give people advice, I'd be like, well, wait a second, what are you guys mad about? You go, well, I'm mad that we aren't going to Arkansas for Christmas. And I go, well, no. What is it that you're really, really upset about? Well, I'm upset that he doesn't want to go. Okay, well, why does he not want to go? Well, because he doesn't want to see my family. So let's start breaking it down. Break it down to the piece. What is it that you guys want? Is it that you want to go there to see your family? Or is it that you're afraid your family's going to get mad at him? I mean, where do you really want to spend Christmas? Well, I want to spend Christmas with my husband. Okay, well, then let's work with that. So a lot of times we start to fight for the secondary or tertiary reason we're fighting, and we forget it's the core that we want. And unfortunately, with politics, that's what's going to happen. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.